This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Live day, yeah. It is time again for live day. Our show in the men's room completely live on Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. Everything is live, baby.
That's right. All the music you'll hear is going to be live. The commercials, I mean, everything. The sound effects, the mistakes, the sweating. It's all going to be live.
The sweating.
Boy, the nerves get the best of you, man. You just end up, like, just drenched by the time live day's over.
Hey, come see us sweat.
That's right. Get live. Sweaty hugs from us.
Yeah.
On live day.
Now, we know what else is live. You are. That's right. Because we have a live audience, and tickets are on sale right now. You want more info about live day? You want to get them tickets? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
Turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
What?
Tacos.
Oh, right.
Since it's National Cheese Curd Day, maybe put some cheese curds on your taco?
I mean, I'm not opposed.
Yeah, I mean, just try it. See how it works.
Oh, I've had cheeseburger tacos at Fred's in Hawaii. And
really?
They're delicious.
Ooh, gosh, yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it does.
Also, going to Hawaii sounds really good right now, too.
That's true.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Tacoma. Josh, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Josh.
What's he playing for today?
Tickets to Battle at the Boat 124 happening at Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, November 9th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to go to Battle at the Boat, hosted by the Ted Smith,
yeah.
Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
At what percentage rating does a movie need to obtain in order to be considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes?
70?
No.
75?
No.
65?
No! The Spotify music app was launched in what year of the late
2000s? 2007?
No.
2008?
Yes! The first Hobbit movie title was an unexpected what?
Journey.
Yes! Who stars in the 2002 movie Minority Report?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. What was the first name of the magician Houdini?
Harry.
Yes. In what year did Breaking Bad have its final episode?
Pass.
On what premium cable network did The Sopranos air?
HBO.
Yes. What is the most popular pie in America?
Apple.
Yes. What is the second tallest mountain in Washington State?
Mount Rainier.
No.
Mount St. Helens.
No.
Pass.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And to be honest, I didn't know that one either until I looked this one up.
Is that Baker?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
It's not. So now you're going to be thinking about it.
Okay.
Put on your thinking cap and you'll see maybe you'll get it before Steve gets it.
I really thought it was that.
No, it's not.
Ah, dang it.
Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Are you ready?
Back.
Ah,
riots.
At what percentage rating does a movie need to obtain in order to be considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes?
69%.
No.
60?
Yes. Nice. The Spotify music app was launched in what year of the late
2000s? 2007.
No.
2008.
Yes. The first Hobbit movie was titled An Unexpected What?
Don't do it.
Accident?
No.
There we go.
Visit?
No.
Happiness.
No.
No.
Who stars in the 2002 movie Minority Report?
Tom Cruise.
Yes. What was the first name of the magician Houdini?
Alfred?
No.
Charles?
No.
Harry?
Yes. In what year did Breaking Bad have its final episode?
That'd be 2013.
Yes. On what premium cable network did The Sopranos air?
HBO.
Yes. What is the most popular pie in America?
Apple.
Yes. What is the second tallest mountain in Washington State?
Ooh. Olympic.
No. The Olympic Mountains, yes. Like the range?
Yes.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win! 7-6.
Sorry, Josh.
So close.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. Eeyore'd right there.
Yeah, that Rotten Tomatoes got him.
Yep, it did. And Steve, I don't know. I mean, I always forget with BJ, but do you want to play your winner song?
I'm the best.
There we go.
You never remind me.
Yeah.
Because usually Steve has cool ones.
I was just trying to find the person on Twitter that recommended that I bring that one back, and that's Derek. Derek Reed. That one's for you.
All right, Derek.
Doing a special shout-out on that one.
Well, he just sent me the link to that I'm the best song. He's like, you should use this in the morning. I'm like, we used to. I totally forgot about it.
That's right.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Swag, swag, swag.
Are you though? He is the best right now. Swag, swag, swag. The first Hobbit movie title was An Unexpected, and I knew where you were going with that, so I'm glad you didn't say it.
Yeah.
But it's Journey.
Wait,
An Unexpected,
you know?
Journey. You said happiness at the end, so I kind of figured it would be.
He's writing it down.
Okay.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Oh, wow. No. Wow. That is a lot more.
Wow. I didn't expect that. Even though it's not a bad word,
it's rather graphic.
Oh, it is extremely graphic. And that is not what I thought you were going to go there.
And I felt like that could upset somebody.
That would really upset somebody.
I mean, but it happens sometimes to people.
Surprise!
The thing that surprises me the most is that he knows how to spell it.
Yeah, actually, good job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I went to college.
Nice.
Yeah.
The only other one you both missed, the second tallest mountain in Washington State. Does anyone have a guess on that one?
I don't.
Mount Adams.
Oh, I was about to say Stevens Pass.
Oh, Mount Adams.
Stevens Pass.
Wow.
You're so bad at this.
I don't know why I thought that was in Oregon. Where the hell is Mount Adams?
That's a really good question.
Oh, all right. Well, somebody will tell us.
Yeah, I didn't
I really
look
thought
that,
that
up.
Was in Oregon.
Adamsville.
Wasn't Mount Baker in Oregon?
I thought Mount Baker. I mean, you can see Mount Baker if you're.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
It's north, I think. Right, Mount Baker.
I'm really bad.
It is north because as I'm driving east.
Okay.
Mount Baker is north, and Mount Rainier is south.
Mount Adams is in Yakima County.
Oh, okay, cool.
Maybe I'm thinking Mount Hood. Then maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, there was some mountain I drove back from Oregon, and I went through the whole like Mount Blank Forest. It was beautiful.
It's also in Skamania County.
Okay.
Well, why don't they have like a ska music fest in Ska Mania?
They just really call it Ska Mania.
Yeah.
Wow. There's parts of the state that I mean, maybe I've been to like years ago when I first moved here because we drove around a lot as a family. Hey, let's go explore Washington State. But I don't remember any of that. I bet I wasn't scumming because I went down to the Yakima Valley and Tri-Cities. I did all that stuff, but it's been over a couple decades.
Time to go back on a road trip with the kiddos, man.
Maybe so. They're old enough now. Maybe they don't want to kick the seat and everything. And
They probably still will.
Skamania County, population 11,000.
That is tiny.
Yeah.
That's
the whole county.
Just think if you had a festival so big, you like doubled that population.
Right?
That'd be amazing. It'd be like the next Woodstock.
11,000 people in Skamania County?
Yeah.
That's insane. There's nobody there. Wow.
Look at that. That's something we learned.
Oh, okay. That's a thing.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
All right, caller number 7. You are going to be checking out Battle of the Boat 124 at Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 7, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations to caller 7. All right, as you know, most of the websites and apps that we use all day, every day, are either free or very, very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So to tell somebody what will it take to get you off there, I mean, you know, you can't say you'll save money because pretty much you're not paying for it. So then they said, all right, then how much would it take for us to give you to get off these websites, stop these apps?
Wow. I mean, yeah. Honestly, all it would take is our job to tell us that we don't need to have social media anymore.
And
I would delete them.
Totally.
I would keep them just for the pictures, but I would disable going on there. It would remove so much anxiety.
Oh, it just happened to me again this morning. I literally had to tell somebody, please don't contact me anymore.
Wow. Whoa.
I said, please. There's a guy who
I that you said please at least.
Yeah, I did. Well, I wanted to make sure. Here's why. Because this guy shows all my communications to our boss.
This guy does?
Yeah. So he's already tried to get me in trouble because I tried to have a reasonable conversation with him and he screen captures it and sends it to our boss. And so luckily when the boss said, hey, what's going on with this guy? I said, hey, I'll send you a screen cap of everything. I go, the guy, I try to reason with him and he just doesn't want to see my side. And, you know,
Why is this guy even talking to you?
Well, it's been months.
Yeah.
So he basically tried to get me in trouble with Hair Club and then Hair Club tried to have a conversation with him and nothing seems to work. So randomly months later, he just sends me the same position again and goes, by the way, blah, blah, blah. And I just responded, please leave me alone. Thank you. I don't know what else to say to the guy.
At that point, I would just block him. If he continues to write
you. Well, if he writes to me one more time, I will block him. You're absolutely right. But
you don't need to deal
with
that. I don't
need this. It's just like, man, when you're having a conversation and you don't like the guy and you try to get the guy fired, which is pretty much what I believe he was trying to do.
Yeah, he's trying to bait you.
Why would he expect me then to want to talk to him anymore? It's like, you know, dude, this is my job. And frankly, I get paid to even respond to you. That's the only reason I respond to you. That's the only reason I take phone calls. The only reason I talk to anybody really is because I get paid to.
I mean, I enjoy chatting with people that are decent people. They don't even have to agree with me. As long as, like, if people are just cool on social media, I got no problem having a fun conversation with anybody, right?
Yeah.
It's when then people are just purely miserable and just doing it to be a troll. And it just takes, I mean, I just want to be like, you're writing someone who does not care about you. Why are you wasting your time with that? Like, go do something. Find a hobby. Like, this is what you're doing with your day. Like, you're trying to engage with somebody who really doesn't want to engage with you because you're being a jackass.
Yeah, the irony is that the conversation is about violence and curbing violent behavior. And the way he's treating me, I'm just smiling and going, you have no idea. You know, the berating and the talking to my boss, trying to get me fired. Mm. It's like, that is also violent behavior, just because I don't agree with your viewpoint.
Well, yeah, he wants to prove his point by having you lose your job.
Which is a violent action. I mean, words and actions that aren't physical are still violent actions. I mean, that's why Gandhi was like, you know what, man, I'm just going to sit here and not eat.
Yeah, I would just block the dude at that point.
Well,
That's what he's trying. He's trying to bait you into something.
Yeah.
So that he can get on his soapbox and be like, I cost that man his job.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Not you, him.
Oh, all right. I know. Why don't I block him?
It would be a lot easier.
Yeah. All right, Vicky, you'll have to show me how to do that. Okay. That's probably why I don't know. That's one of the reasons why I don't block him. I don't know how to. I just figured out the friggin' Breaking Bad movie. Now I got to figure out how to block this guy.
Someone says, yeah, I disabled all social media and life has been so much more peaceful. People think their opinion means something to me. It's sad.
So how much money would you need to give up Google? All right. I mean, we use search engines. How much would you give up to give up, you know?
Oh, I can't give up Google, man.
No way.
Oh,
I rely
wow.
on Google.
So no amount of money would make it happen, huh?
No, it's like, it's my lifeline, man. Like, if I want to know where to go eat, I want to find this, I want to do that.
I agree. People, though, say if you give them about $18,000, they'll give it up.
Oh, you know what? I would, too, for $18,000,
oh, okay.
Come to think of it.
I just asked you if there was any money.
I'll just use Yahoo.
Yeah.
Or Bing.
All right, how about email? How much would it take to give up email?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one because I do so much communication on that.
By the way, this was so
50.
Google was actually the most expensive.
50 grand.
Oh, 50 grand. Jeez.
I was going to say like 25 G's because you can still do communication via like Facebook or, I don't know, Twitter DMs or something.
But you need an email account to use most of those things.
Oh, good call, Vicky.
Oh, you're right.
She's got you.
Dang it.
Actually, people are cheap. They'll go under 10 grand. They'll give up email. And folks, how about mapping apps? Now, this is the one thing I won't give up.
No, I can't give this up.
I mean, unless you're giving me a couple million dollars where I don't have to worry about being anywhere ever.
Yeah, I can Uber my way everywhere. You're absolutely right. That's
totally.
The only way I would.
I need it too much, man.
Yeah, people will give up under 4 grand. They're like, for less than 4 grand, I'll give up my mapping
app.
And
I'm glad they're not doing it, but I would pay a monthly subscription to keep my map service on my phone.
What is really surprising to me?
Not a lot, like $1 a month, but I would pay it.
There are people that for very cheap would give up YouTube, Netflix, and all other video streaming services. This is nuts. I don't know if you could guess the amount of money that these people would actually go, yeah, pay me this, I'll stop watching those. Because those, to me, are really a person's entertainment lifeline.
Well, some people like books and hikes and things, so it's probably not a lot for them to give up.
Yeah,
but electronic media.
This is an average survey of Americans, though. Okay. That's why I was thinking, you're right. I mean, look, I understand that some people, like, you're right, like all those things you say, but the average American would still say, yeah, peace out for this little bit of money?
I'd have no problem giving up Netflix. It does nothing for me. I mean, I battle sometimes why I even keep it, and then something cool happens. I'm like, oh, crap, all right, I'll keep it for a little bit longer.
It means nothing to me, Netflix.
But YouTube, I wouldn't want to give up, and I don't pay for YouTube, which is funny. I pay for Netflix, it means nothing to me, and YouTube, I use so much.
What does that say? And you can pay for YouTube, and then you can get even more convenient services plus some original shows.
Yeah, I'm all right with just having to deal with the stupid commercials from time to time.
But you do pay for Netflix, and you don't like it.
Yeah, it's just me. It's whatever.
Yeah. I would argue that that's a lot of America, though. I'm the same way. I'm like, why do I have Netflix? I literally watch nothing on here.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got rid of Hulu, but now I'm going to have to get Hulu back because they're doing the thing with Disney. And I also ended up watching a couple of shows on Hulu through somebody else.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah. People say for less than $1,800, they'd give up YouTube and Netflix and other video streaming services like Hulu, like all the other stuff that people are watching.
Oh, if you give me $1,800, I'd give up Netflix for a year.
Yeah.
It's a yearly fee, though.
Yeah, well, they got to pay $1,800 a year?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And how about how cheap it would be for us to get off Facebook? Not even $600.
Yeah, give me like $3. I'm good.
Yeah, isn't that insane? Now, Steve, this one here, I'm not sure you'd do it.
Okay.
What would they have to pay you to give up streaming music services?
Oh, wow.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
I don't think I could either.
That's like my number one thing when it comes to a streaming service. Over any of the other ones, even WWE Network, I would give up before I gave up my Apple Music.
So how much does it cost to do your streaming service, would you say, a month?
For Apple Music?
Or whatever you're paying for, yeah.
It's like $14 a month because we have the family plan for my wife and I.
Same thing.
All right, so worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So you got what? I can't do the math on that. $15 a month. What's that? Like 100 and something bucks? 170
about 170-ish, yeah, right around there.
People said, actually pay us about 170 and we'll give it up. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that for only $170, they'll give it up for the whole year.
Then I got to get a car with a CD player again.
Well, you still can. Well, these are streaming services. I would imagine you can still buy your music on iTunes like everybody else.
Yeah. I only got so much space on this damn phone. You know how many things I got going
on? He's not
going
to do it.
Wow.
Streaming is the way to go for me.
And iTunes isn't around anymore. They just did away with iTunes.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Just the Apple Store, right? Yeah. Or whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
But isn't that something? Is it called something else like Apple Music or something where you can buy stuff?
It makes no sense to me. Like, honestly, they were just like, they're getting rid of iTunes. I was like, they better not, but I'm not doing anything
about it. So. They separated all of them. So it's Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Apple whatever.
Yeah, which is like really confusing.
Apple Pie.
Apple's really done a good job to confuse me with this new update and all their stuff. I mean, I now know that I become the old guy because I'm like, wow, Apple, you used to be the simple platform. Well, Apple used to be for old people and people that weren't like didn't want to be complex. And I feel like now Apple's as complex as anything else. I might as well go to Android at this point because I can't figure Apple out anymore.
Maybe it's just you're just getting too old for things now.
You might be right, Steve.
Because I haven't found it to be any more difficult than it has ever been.
Oh, then I am getting. Is it happening to me? The 12 o'clock blinking VCR.
Yeah, you're old, bro.
Dude, absolutely. Oh, you just asked Vicky to help you learn how to block somebody on social media when it's like you just click a button and it's blocked.
Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah, I just like to think that I'm giving Vicky something useful to do so she'll feel good about herself. But really, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing.
How about this texter says, I'll give up all social media, streaming services, everything for $10,000 as long as I could still strictly use Pornhub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they should have asked about that. That would have been interesting to say, would you give up, all your porn services on your phone? I would love to have heard how much people would want for that.
$69,000.
$69,000. We got a deceased man that pulls the ultimate prank on his family during his own funeral. This is pretty awesome. You're going to hear what he did at 7:17 on the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman from Ireland, her name is Andrea, followed through with an interesting request that her father had before he died. Andrea said that her prankster dad's dying wish was to make people laugh at his burial, so he pre-recorded a message to be played when the casket was lowered into the ground.
Oh my God.
Which made it sound like he's trapped in a coffin.
I love this guy.
And then he had it played at his funeral as the family stood around the open grave. Wow, this is wild. Here's how that sounded.
Hello? 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 Let me get dying in here. Is that the priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I just called to say goodbye. I don't want to die. I pray to say hello again.
I mean, it's not a life goal. I guess that's like a death goal for me now. I want to do that.
That is amazing. And I mean, people knew about the dude. I'm glad it got well received, because if I didn't know what was going on, I'd be like, what the heck?
But if you didn't know what was going on, I mean, you have to know the guy if you're going to be at his funeral. And you probably know that he's a guy that probably enjoys a good laugh.
You still wouldn't have thought, like, is it possible? Because people are pretty maudlin at funerals and really sad. And yeah. But then again, this is overseas. I feel like people overseas, they handle death better and they can actually celebrate a person's life. I'm the last funeral I was at, it was not. I don't think that would have went over well.
No, I can only imagine if I try to pull that at a funeral of mine, like how my family is, they would not. I would do it, but how are they going to get mad at me? I'm dead.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I mean, like you said, they know you. And the way he ended it with a song and everything, that is pretty funny.
I'm looking at the video and everybody's just smiling and crying, obviously.
Yeah.
They're sad that he's gone, but you could tell that this is bringing just a lot of smiles to a family that's grieving.
It's got a good turnout.
Yeah, he clearly loved.
He was loved.
Dude, my grandpa always wanted to do that. He has a whole plan to where he wants us in his coffin. He wants us to like arrange like a pulley system, so that way when he can, people come see him at the funeral, you can just pull it and he waves at them.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Or the same, his other request was he wanted to be stuffed and put on his porch, so that way when people drove by his house, he could just be sitting out on the porch and wave to him.
One of the things I always wanted, like he had this motion, noticing like those frogs, like those toy frogs, and when you walk by them, they'll hear you and they'll ribbit or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The motion activated. Yeah. I want to do that at my gravestone. But it was just a vocal thing. Like, hey, man, stop stepping on me or something like that.
See? Yeah, these are all great ideas. Ridiculous, but great ideas.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, this guy plays a prank on his family at his own funeral as he had a pre-recorded audio ready to go, making it sound like he was stuck in the coffin. Based on this, if it was up to you, what ridiculous thing would you want at your own funeral? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What ridiculous thing would you want at your own funeral? We got your calls and texts after Shinedown on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman from Ireland, she actually followed through with her father's dying wish and had him play a prank on his family at his own funeral. He had pre-recorded audio played to make it sound like he was stuck in a coffin. If you haven't heard this, it's pretty funny. So we wanted to ask you the same thing, man. If it was up to you, what ridiculous thing would you do at your own funeral? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Here's the audio of the guy basically making it sound like he was stuck in the coffin and still alive.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Let me get dying in here. Is that the priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I just called to say goodbye. I don't want to die. I pray to say hello again. Hello.
And what a favor that guy did for his family, because I'm sure it was super bummer town, and you miss the guy, and then it puts a smile on your face, like your last memory of him before he's put underground is a great laugh.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you. I think, and that's, you know, that's a good job on him. You know, put a smile on people's faces and take away that sadness. It's a pretty ridiculous thing to do at your own funeral, but you know what, man? If you could, what would you do? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Also, how nervous was the daughter? Yeah. To have to follow through with that, because even though that's his wish, she's potentially going to look like the worst person in the world if nobody else is going along for the ride.
It's a good point.
So good on her, though.
That is a very good point.
That takes, you know, cojones.
It does take some cojones, but I'm glad she did it, because it looked like it went over really well.
One person says, I would want a taco truck in my funeral. Maybe margaritas. Yeah. Oh, I would attend your funeral in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just give Steve an invite.
Alcohol and tacos?
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, man. That way, it's... anything to lighten that mood.
How about this one? I always wanted an all-white casket. Then my family can pass out Sharpies, and everyone can write or draw memories on it. Aww. Kind of like a yearbook, but more dead.
I hadn't thought about that.
But more dead.
They do luckily have a book you can sign in, but yeah, more dead on the casket.
That would be really cool.
The pictures would be... I mean, it'd be kind of, you know... sad too, but like the pictures would look fantastic with all the writings on it, just the memories that are put on there.
It's like a cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a cast, but more dead.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Brooklyn in Seattle. Brooklyn, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Brooklyn. How about you? What ridiculous thing would you want at your own funeral?
Well, I'm not really sure if it's ridiculous, but I am completely covered in tattoos. And I have asked, and I don't think my children are going to honor my wish, but I want them to skin me and make lampshades out of me. And that way, if they ever miss me, they can always just go into the room and turn the light on, and there they can see me and spend time with me.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
The intention is wonderful. The execution, a bit macabre.
Well, they don't have to literally skin him. They can get somebody to do it. There's probably a service.
Oh, thanks, Steve. I understand that. Still, Dad, skin is hanging on my lamp?
We just talked about that, where people were taking their tattoos and they were being pulled off after they die and turned into art. Yeah. Why is this any different than a lampshade?
You're right. It really isn't, but it just seems weird. All of it seems weird to me, including the tattoo turned into a... but it's a nice sentiment. I understand.
Oh, that's I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Brooklyn. I mean, it's.
I doubt your kids are going to do it, but that's a great idea.
Yeah, as a lampshade, you just turn on Dad. Oh, see. Oh. I don't like. I said, Steve, I don't like the other thing either.
No, it's weird.
Yeah.
And then you have to explain, like, what's up with this weird lampshade? Oh, that's my father.
That's my father.
What do you mean that's your father? That's his skin.
Oh.
Hey, this date's over.
Yes, exactly. There's no way that anybody's coming back to your house with skin lamp.
Is that more or less weird than the people that, like, compress the ashes into, like, jewelry? Because I've seen, like, they do, like, little part pendants, or I even heard that sometimes they'll crush it into, like, jewels or diamonds.
I feel like that's less weird.
Less weird, but still weird.
I like that.
I'm okay with that one, actually. Yeah.
I'm not, and we have something in our house like that. My wife did that for our dog, and there's a little heart piece of glass, and there's stuff inside of it, and I know that's the dog, and it's just like, ugh. But she wanted it done, so I can't, like, you know.
Why didn't she take it?
That's a really good question. We have two of them, one for her place and one for our place. So wherever she goes, there's the dog.
Fair enough, yeah.
And I'm just like,
You don't want to hide it, because what if you forget?
Yeah.
They put it back when she returns.
Oh, I was going to hide it in the trash.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I can't, really?
No. I'd bury it, at least.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, I'll bury it in the trash. Let's go to Pogi, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Pogi, you are on the Rock.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Pogi, how about you? What ridiculous thing would you want at your own funeral?
Well, I was actually calling about, you guys were talking about the Sharpie thing, and I had a friend who actually did that at his funeral. He passed away from ALS, my buddy Grayson, RIP. And, one of our best friends had the same favorite NASCAR driver, and they put the number on the casket. Another guy put the Slayer logo on there because he was a metalhead.
Oh, that's awesome.
And one of the songs that played at the funeral was Ozzy, See You on the Other Side. So I signed it, See You on the Other Side, Bogey.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
I got nervous. You're going to say one of the songs I was playing was Slayer's South of Heaven. I was like, that's a little intense.
Yeah, that's a little dark. Yeah, that's
I accidentally one time played Slayer, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter at a wedding.
That's amazing.
Good job, buddy. That's better than me. I played Tainted Love at a wedding one time. So you know what? I think you win. You win out of both of us. That's awesome. And I like the. And it was because he knocked her up. See, that was really. But I did. It was a popular song at the time. I didn't even make the connection. He was not happy with me. 206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Robert in Oak Harbor. Robert, you are on the Rock.
Hey, Gloria, guys. How's it going?
Hey, yo. Robert. Pretty good, buddy. What about you? What would you want at your own funeral?
So I'm going to keep it pretty simple. I would want random people just to come by. They'd be dressed in black, and they'd be coming by just right when the funeral begins, right when it ends. They wouldn't say anything. They'd just stand there and kind of observe the process.
Would they look like super secret service men, that kind of dressed in black?
Exactly. And it could be random persons, too. Like, just, I can't believe he's dead, you know? That would be it. That would be my thing.
And people would go, who is that guy?
Exactly. Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get like a celebrity or something just to come by and say, I can't believe he's dead.
That would be awesome. Okay. All right, like Brad Pitt comes by and goes, man, he's like the closer.
I want Lou Ferrigno showing up to my funeral.
Oh, Lou Ferrigno? Are you sure him or Billy Joel?
And he might be able to do it.
Both.
Yeah, Billy Joel and Lou Ferrigno, the guys that have treated you best in your life, those celebrities. Which, if you don't know, Billy Joel told Steve to F off as a little kid, and Lou Ferrigno tried to charge Steve for a picture after we interviewed him on the show.
Yes, and then he finally will get, I'll get that picture. Someone will pay him, so he has to take a selfie with my,
yeah, we'll have to.
It'll be an open casket for Lou. And then Billy Joel has to say, like, he has to be the guy that does the big speech in front of people.
You know,
he just talks about that one time where he met me, and they told me to F off. He says, well, one last time, Steve, and he looks me in the eyes, he goes, F off.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's actually
close
really
cool. Close the casket. Peace out, bitches.
Peace out.
Play
bitches.
Allentown on my way down.
Allentown on my way down.
That's right. Or Uptown Girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were our Uptown Girl. We play that for you. Here's the thing. I don't think we can get Billy Joel. I just feel like we're not going to be able to afford him.
A Billy Joel impersonator, at least.
Okay. But Lou Ferrigno, I do believe we can get him.
Oh, I'm positive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can get Lou Ferrigno.
Just tell him it's a convention.
Yeah. Just pay him. I mean, I just tell you, look, you just pay him and go, Lou, listen.
I have a feeling, because if we do end up having Vicky B's quinceañera this year to celebrate her double quinceañera.
Yes.
I think we could afford Lou Ferrigno. And I wonder how much it would cost to pay him to dress up like he's part of the quinceañera.
Oh, he could be one of my chambelanes.
Yes.
I have no idea.
The incredible chambelanes.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It's like
a groomsman, but for quinceañera.
I thought it was those guys that I fall down, I get up again.
No, it's chumbawambas.
Chumbawambas. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Well, yeah, I think it would be great to have Lou Ferrigno
quinceañera starring the incredible Chambalamba.
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
Almost there.
I like it. He's a chambelana. Let's do it.
Chambelanes.
We should find out what it's going to cost to get, like, what it would cost to get Lou Ferrigno to do anything.
I got to imagine it's under 500.
Under 500 bucks?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was expecting.
Not including travel and hotel.
Yeah. I was expecting. Yeah. Because, dude, I saw, we were at a convention in Spokane. Lou Ferrigno appeared there, and he was just eating lunch. He was eating in, like, the and it was a small hotel. It was like a chain hotel, not a fancy, you know, it was like one of those buffet areas where you have your breakfast.
Right.
Like, you know, continental breakfast.
Yeah.
And there he is.
Well, where else is he going to go? Are you in Spokane, you said?
Yeah.
Right,
I think he would do room service.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I didn't think he would come down with a schmuck.
Oh, you don't want to know how much it costs.
Oh, how much? Oh, is he?
Okay,
is he,
so it's more than 500?
Oh, my God, yeah. How much does it cost to get Lou Ferrigno?
Well, between $15,000 and $24,000, according to one site.
Okay. That actually still is reasonable when you consider.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
I mean, when you think about somebody of his level, to get him to make the move, that makes sense.
Mm.
It does. Sorry, Vicky.
No, hard pass on that. We'll have to get a Lou Ferrigno impersonator.
Yeah. We'll actually have to get Chumbawamba. I think we can get them.
We could probably get someone just to dress as the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
BJ.
We'll get the Hulk guy from the Seahawk fan.
Ooh, I like that one better.
Yeah. What do you want
him for?
You want a guy that looks the part, Vicky.
It's my quinceañera.
That's
I know.
True.
I'm just thinking, why would you want someone that doesn't look like the Hulk?
Because I think it'd be funny.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. It's your quinceañera. I guess I got to do it, Steve.
Someone says, I want Weird Al to play accordion at my funeral. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
That would cost you some cash, I think. If Lou Ferrigno can charge like $24,000, I think Weird Al's going to get pretty... I'm sorry, Steve. And Billy Joel is way out of our price range. Sorry,
yeah,
buddy. Yeah. I was going to do it, too.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. But Steve's not worth that much. You know what? Speaking of how much we're spending money on, you know we're spending $2,500 a year on this one thing that we are instantly regretting? What is it? I'll tell you at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.